Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this impartation time. May the Spirit speak to us expressly and clearly. And we thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to deal with the apostolic breakthrough anointing impartation because it's so important. I wrote some things down for you. And I'll give you an example that since your sons and daughters, I'll give you the example. I came earlier to my office driving my Jeep, and I really liked my Jeep. And I had left my phone, and I went back and got in the garage. When I come out of the garage, back in the garage, changed my mind, and I took my G-Wagon. And there's a great difference between the ride of that Jeep and that G-Wagon. I mean, tremendous difference. As a matter of fact, I've got spoiled in that G-Wagon. And I said that because you have no problem with prosperity. I'm teaching you prosperity. But I said that our ministries must apostolically be in a G-Wagon platform, a better position. And here's why, before I start teaching. We have a lot of mode of presentations. We have a lot of clear explanation. We have plenty of information. I've seen this over the years. We got great background behind us in place. A lot of singing, rocking, and jerking is not going to get it. Now, and that's why the Lord is really dealing with me apostolically in my own personal ministry and in the ministry of those who connected to me, because they want to have the connection, but direction, protection and perfection. In other words, maturing in ministry is what we are looking for at this hour, because there's so many immature things going on. So we will have to, instead of just explanation and just explaining everything, we're going to have to operate, and this is what this apostolic breakthrough anointing is about. We're going to have to operate in revelation, anointing, demonstration, manifestation, inspiration, impartation. And I hope we can set that bridge up for us to cross from an apostolic standpoint. We have to move beyond religion, tradition, and denomination. Those three: religion, tradition, and denomination. And we must know how to deal with familiar spirits. These things are so important. Now, we talk about the breakthrough anointing. Isaiah 10:27, I believe that the verse about destroying the yoke and removing the burden. And actually, you know, I'm teaching on the fear of the Lord from different aspects now, aspects that I had never seen before. I asked my congregation to raise their hand if anybody ever prayed for the breakthrough and the fear of the Lord anointing. And nobody raised their hand because they couldn't answer it. And probably none of us could raise our hand online prior to this teaching. So it's apostolic in what the Lord is bringing us into. Now, we know our setting is Ephesians 4:11-16. The grace that is on our line, what God wants us to do. He wants us to bring his church to perfection, to maturity. And so as we study this first aspect, this breakthrough anointing, Webster's dictionary defined breakthrough is defined as an act of instant of breaking through an obstruction. We got a lot of that. An offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. So we're talking about breaking through obstruction. We're talking about penetrating a defensive line that's trying to hold a word back from God's people. So I just want to go down the line because and in the apostolic anointing, we say we are pathfinders, we are pace-setters, and we are pioneers. And we are pioneers in a lot of things at this point. Pioneers have the ability to break through ignorance. fear and other obstacles that keep men from advancing. The body of Christ need ministers like you who are in the LTMA to be advanced in the spirit and know how to break through and know how to move beyond ignorance and fear and all the other obstacles that are trying to hold us back. Apostolic ministry has the ability to penetrate the defenses set up by the power of darkness. In other words, I believe that in proportion to experience that many of us have not moved in position that we need to move in because of a lack of the apostolic, of the apostle on his scene. It's just a fact. It's just a government. We just got to understand it. It's first place. I always give the illustration. I have one of my sons high rank in the service, in the army, I think, high rank. Mm-hmm. What, he was a general?
Colonel, I think. Yeah.
High rank. So those people who go to the military understand ranking. And so it's important that the church understand it. But we have so many false ranking, false prophets, people, false apostles, people call them by prophesying to them. And if they know you, the Apostle Paul made it clear you got to be called. All those years that the Lord was training me, I think he held me back for quite some years to not let me know that he was calling me to be an apostle, so I fully be trained. Someone must break through first before any significant progress can be made. And that apostle anointing, that breakthrough anointing is, if you read the scripture, you see, say for instance, when Peter got that revelation upon that Jesus was the Christ, Jesus said, upon this rock, that was a breakthrough, I'll build my church. Someone must have the courage. They take courage to do this, what we're doing. The ability and power. Three things: courage, ability, and power. You need all three to break through the obstacles that are set up by the enemy. The enemy did not want the church to get to Ephesians 4:11 through 16. But when the church recognized the fivefold ministry, give them how they connect, we'll get to that point. Apostolic preaching and teaching has this penetrating power. If you've been listening to that, to feel the Lord, and I'll do another impartation tonight, you'll see that it's not normal preaching or normal teaching. Now, we know that I'm the apostle of finances. We know that. There must be breakthroughs in finances, and we're going to see. We're seeing some of that. Television, radio, publishing, and building. And you know, you have to have the wisdom when to build, when not to build, what to build. I've seen so many people build and regretful that they build such a large building. That God will permit you to do some things, but he didn't tell you to do it. So in the apostolic, before you go doing a whole lot of things, you need to check with the MVB, or check with us so we can keep you covered on those things. This have done. So many of y'all have done that. And I think you can testify you came out a whole lot better than going some other way. And here's another grand thing in the apostolic breakthrough anointing. We must be able to break through tradition, religion, ignorance, poverty, witchcraft, pride, rebellion. All those things have to be broken through. And what's so sad about it, there are so many denomination and religion ideals that try to strap the church down where the apostolic is not going to stand for it. Too much insight, too much anointing, too much revelation, too much manifestation, too much demonstration going on to stop those who've got a hold of the apostolic anointing. The apostles had the anointing to break through these things that people might be set free to walk in the truth. And that's the same impartation I want placed on you. Nation, cities, and region are opening up because of the break of this breakthrough anointing. I wanted to my secretary to give it. I didn't get it. the countries that are locked in with us now. I know we have a couple in India that is tuning in now, listening at this broadcast right now. We got London. We got people all over the world is tapping in to this apostolic setting that God has given. I think he told me 28,000 is following on Instagram. People are hungry, and you all, I'm training you all, we're going to move beyond just explaining scriptures, just information. You have to spend time in meditation and prayer to be anointed, that when you speak, it flows with the power of God. So there's, in this breakthrough anointing, there's no substitute for it. I think it's Ephesians 2:20, I think it says the church is built upon the apostle and the prophet. It's talking about that revelation, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. It's talking about that revelatory aspect, and it's also talking about dimensions and rank that God has placed for us. And so it's important. I think you're doing a splendid job. You're locking in. You need to lock in. We're in the last days. A lot of stuff is coming. But our people are going to be prepared because we're going to give them an apostolic setting. Now, the apostolic impartation that I've given you this morning mean that you'll function in that power, that type of anointing, that type of ability. That's what I'm here for. And that's the way God designed for it to be throughout the church time. Now, if you look at Ephesians 4:13, you'll recognize what the apostles are here for. Apostles are here today. Ephesians 4:13 should tell we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, number two, unto a perfect man, number three, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So in ministry, we have to come to that point that when we minister, we can bring congregation, pastors on the line, bring congregation to that mode of operation. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, it's really not about numbers. It's about functioning. As your apostle, I don't have no 20,000 members. But the one that I do have know how to function, the one who listens. And you always got some stragglers. But the one who listens, I got many of them online with us now. They know who they are, and they know how to function, and they're rising up in every area of their life. But this verse tells us that all fivefold ministry will be given until we advance and arrive at the oneness of faith and mature manhood and stature in Christ. Let me give it again. This verse clearly tells us that all fivefold ministry will be given until we advance, and arrive at the oneness of faith and mature manhood and stature in Christ. So the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher all needed today if we are to come to this place. And God, by his grace, isn't that this now, has given us these ministers to fulfill that purpose. Now, what I'm emphasizing, though, they have ranks. And I don't think the revelation of the ranks or the anointing of the ranks have not fully been set in play. Now, I know one man say, I'm the only one lost. You know, I got 7,000. So he got many doing it. I've studied behind some great apostles and great prophets. The job being done, but at large, I don't think because of tradition, because of denomination, because of religious, because of man organizing and organization, I believe it held us from this revelation and this anointing, this power we need to have. So that's what I want to talk to you about. You know, my anointing, my ministry have a threefold anointing, changing the life of people with the word of God, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, and making everybody a covenant winner. So that's on me by connection, that's yours too. The prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher cannot do what the apostle can do. Mm-hmm. The prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher cannot do what the apostle can do. Neither can the apostle. Now, He said this, but the apostle can do what they can do. Now, the writer who I'm studying behind, he said the apostle can't. But the apostle can do what, because I know, because I'm doing all, I've done all four of them. And I think that's God's design. I mean, how can you be a colonel and can't be a captain? You know, that don't work. Each gift is needed and has a unique purpose and are not optional, and God gave them to us because we need them all. Now, we do need them all. We need the pastor to take care of the church. We need a teacher to teach them lessons. We need that. We need the evangelist to evangelize. But all of them should be under an apostle. If we plan to come unto the measure of the stature of Christ today, we need apostles today. And I know you agree with that. Now, I know many of y'all have been in ministry a long time. You've matured in the things of God. But this will throw our maturity out of the boat, man, to come to understanding. And I go back and read the epistles now and read behind Paul and Peter, and I recognize what's been missing in the church. We got all these substitute titles and these substitute people that got in position, but really don't have no evidence of manifestation and demonstration. A lot of it is just emotion, but there's no accreditation solid you can put your hand on. And that's what I want for LTMA. I want all of us. I want the pastors to have this anointing on them so they can do their job in power and great performance of the kingdom. Apostles are given for the perfection of the saints. Now, notice back in Ephesians 4:12, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, to perfect means to equip. See, so the Lord, the fivefold ministry, give, we are to equip the body of Christ. The saint need an apostolic ministry to be equipped for service. In other words, with this last apostolic move, I don't know if it's the last one, but this witnessing app, for 37 years I've been looking, and God gave that revelation, and it have equipped men and women are so happy now. They're out there winning people to Christ, hundreds a week come in, sometimes more than that. It's almost 13,000 in it. But at 14,000, it's still going. All our churches ain't on it. It's real powerful. But just think about how pleased God is. Now, from a normal pattern, we preach and open the door to the church. How many people you going to get? 10? You see what I'm saying? So now we're outside of the wall of the church. Now, I believe the pandemic has something to do with that, too. We're outside of the wall of the church where God said, go ye into all the world. So that's apostolic there. What we doing there with winning souls? That's apostolic. I woke up on four men, one of Christ yesterday. Yes, it is apostolic, all right? But I want you to hear this statement, because I want you to know, pastor, your church cannot be fully matured without the apostolic anointing. The saint cannot be perfected or cannot be equipped without the ministry of the apostle. Now, you know I'm not building myself up. It's something we found that we have to deal with. Somebody had to be bold enough to stand out with it and bring it forth and let us see all of the little crazy that Satan been putting around our ministry, that our ministry cannot explode. We cannot explode like we should as leaders, that we'd be an example, because the people need to see it happening in our lives. When and where apostolic ministry is lacking, the saint would be lacking in their ability to do the work of the ministry. Look how long we've been locked in the church. Just let's go back to the evangelist aspect. Look how long we've been locked down with finances in the church. It's just, but many of us, many of you on the line, coming out, you may not have all the manifestation, but your eyes open, and you're making steps, and you know what to do. That's how important it is. I mean, the pace, the swiftness have nothing to do with it. It's just that I know where I'm going. And so I'm excited about that. Apostles help to perfect or equip that which is lacking in our faith. My. ministers are birthed and disciples are raised up as mighty ministers as a result of apostolic ministry. I just go on and say outright, I just go on and take Dan Robertson. Dan had so much potential when I first met him, him and David and all of you all. But he just once he saw it, he latched on to it. His ministry took off. He zoomed. He's about to build a building. He shut that down, found out another direction, and just zoomed off. And that's what I need you all and other members coming to LTMA to be there for an example for them. If you keep doing it the right way, keep doing the right thing, it will manifest in your life, in your family, in your finances, in your congregation. That's what the apostolic is all about, to put that type of impartation upon you so you will have greater intimacy, greater visitation of the Spirit and revelation knowledge. So ministers are birthed and disciples are raised up as mighty ministers. That's why I got on that, as a result of apostolic ministry. Now, the reason I could use Dan, he's very humble. He's never sure. And that's what I want to build in the rest of all of you. I have many more names I could have used, but that's the kind of ministry that's got to rise up. You got to stay, become big, but stay small in your own eyes when you come down to the flesh. Believers are released to preach the gospel. That's what we want out of our churches. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils through apostolic ministry. And now you put note on this, it'll be on the tape, Matthew 10, 1 through 8. He said, we'll send them out. We're supposed to be sending people out. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, let's look at this. 2 Corinthians 5:20, because I'm seeing something here, that you really can't be an ambassador of Christ unless you have this apostolic anointing functioning and flowing in your life. It says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. And there's a release there in that verse. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So that is talking about the ambassador ministry. Apostle, now listen, is taken from the Greek word apostolos, A-P-O-S-T-O-L-O-S, meaning an ambassador of the gospel, officially a commissioner of Christ, he that is sent. This is about the ambassador. An ambassador is an official envoy, a diplomatic agent of a foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his own government or sovereign. Now, two scriptures there in Isaiah 9:6, you talk about a new government. And I want you to have this scripture, First Chronicle 29, verses 11 and 12, it talks about the dominion of God, how great God is. And so in this apostolic impartation, it's so important that we rise to these levels of being ambassadors, because you have that anointed on you and you have an ambassador training you. This gives us an idea of the authority apostle carries as ambassadors of Christ. They have authority to speak and represent the kingdom of heaven while ministering on the earth. The spirit realm must recognize this authority because it is official. Demons don't recognize unofficial authority. Now, that's why they've been whooping us to a certain extent. I know I went through a time period. I didn't out here. I didn't have nobody. I didn't know nothing about no apostle and all that stuff. You know, and but I stuck with it. And finally, the Lord showed me some things. The apostle, as an ambassador, have official authority and rank. That is, to penetrate darkness and represent heaven on earth. I mean, he's in the first rank. Therefore, official license from heaven to preach and teach with authority the message committed to them by the Lord. Now, all I'm talking about now is passing it on, passing it on. All of us becoming one. You understand? All of us becoming one. In other words, as I impart to you, you should walk in the self-same anointing I'm walking in. So we're not talking about being unequal, but we're talking about rank here. We're talking about you got to have one. You know, if somebody asks you the ABC, you can't start at B. You got to start at A. And you will talk, if you're going to deal with a number, you can't start at 4. You can start at 1 if you're going to do it right. So in Romans 10:15 now, watch me how long I've been, Junior, you know. Romans 10:15. How should they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, so here we want to explain from this teaching, apostles or sent one. The word apostle by definition means a sent one. They have the authority and power of the sender. Apostles are sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 13. Acts 13 and 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed the south. So apostles are sent one, and they are sent. I'll say it this way. They're sent with a particular type of anointing, a particular type of love to minister to the fourfold of the ministry gifts. They were sent to preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Now, you know, we have not been doing that to the extent that we should be doing it. Look in Matthew 10:8. We have not. We've been too much programming and too much organized and too much, and so the power is coming back. The glory is coming back to the church. Now the whole church is not going to see this. Only a remnant are going to see it. You see, but thank God He opened my eyes, and not on ability, not by might, nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. But He has opened our eyes to it, and we are doing things decent and in order. You all come online. Nobody got to twist your arm. And while I'm coming on at the beginning, I want to train you to be on time. Don't wait. Just get on time. I want you to be on time. As sent one, they have the ability to judge correctly. Look at Matthew 8:16. Judge correctly. We got to be able to do that too. See? When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and they healed all that were sick. That in Matthew 8:16. They preached doctrine that come from heaven and from themselves. What? John 7:15-17. You look that up. That work, planting churches. Now here, land foundation, pioneering. Bear witness, they are sent from the Father. That's John 5:36. Now, here's what I had to do. And here's what I'm having to do. There are churches that are well started and going forward. But when these people came into my life, God was putting them in my life for us to put the apostolic age on all the churches that come in under LTMA, all the pastors on the line. God is I didn't per se establish the beginning of your ministry. Many of y'all have been in ministry a long time, but we're still doing a type of establishment because now we're going in and moving foundations that are not solid. And putting it on the apostolic foundation. That's so important. The Lord showed me, they said, now, you're going to deal with people who already have started off with genuine call. But they did just like you did. They didn't hook up on the apostolic, so they just flowed the best way they can. But now we all on the Word of Life Christian Center, under all the churches that are under me, we're making sure we're going back and look at that foundation. We're tearing down part of the building, find out what it, you see what I'm saying, in the realm of the spirit. And that's why you all are all becoming stronger. Because I don't believe in struggling ministry. They got a lot of that out there. So you got to struggle. No, that is not biblical. You do not have to struggle. Yeah, you're going to have opposition. Yeah, but it's just another chance for God to demonstrate his power in your life. All right, I'm almost through. I've been a half hour yet, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
1 minute.
All right. Let's go a little more. They're sent to preach and minister in a particular area of revelation. So all of our ministers now are being, all our ministers are being reestablished. I know many of y'all can testify as pastors that the foundation of your ministry is different. Everything. Foundation, finance, everything. It just changes. Is it because of the apostolic anointing? We're giving God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor because I'm being blessed myself because as I build, building up your all ministry, I'm building ours up too. Let's go one more. Apostles have the ability to judge correctly. That's John 8:16 again. The RIEU translation says, but I and he that sent me judge together. That's a translation I never heard of. The RIEU translation says, but I and he that sent me judge together. That's at Matthew 8:16. The judgment is true because of the present, listen, and anointing of the sinner upon the sent one. So all of you know that there's a present on my ministry. There's an anointing. You can't hide it. It's there. It's there because God put it there. And so apostolic judgment is necessary to keep the church in order. So why the church been out of order? It had not had apostolic judgment in most of the church. You got these people who want to be leaders. You got all these organizations. We joined this organization. And just not there, man. And, you know, and I'm not pronouncing downcast. I'm not doing that. I'm not belittling anybody. We don't want to do that. We want to be kind. We want to have sympathy and love. But by the same token, we got to deal with this truth. So you hear me hammering and hammering. I know we're not the only one. But I know my eyes have been open. A lot of you online eyes have been open. And you have different dimension in your walk with God. And there's a greater dimension ahead. Where there's no proper judgment, confusion, and anarchy reign. In other words, that's what's been happening to a lot of churches. But nobody can walk in there in one of y'all churches now. I know that. Y'all know what to do. And you better not walk in there. Because of the apostolic anointing on your life. That plucks your call in the five-fold ministry. Judgment is, y'all have seen how I handle things. That's not my ability. Judgment, listen to this. Judgment is based on proper discernment, proper knowledge, proper wisdom, proper understanding. Apostles have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding through grace to judge. Are you listening to me? All right, I'll say two or three more things to you. They were judged correctly as long as they operate and walk in the Spirit. So there was a certain judgment, there was a certain correction that had not been made in a lot of time in ministry because the apostolic anointing was there. When difficulty or situation arises in the church concerning individual, doctrine, etc., we need the wisdom of the apostle to judge it correctly. Now, a lot of time, my men or women call and say, Apostle, what about this? Lord, give me an answer. They never call back. What that mean? It's seller. See? This helped keep the church on course through proper judgment. Now, that's proper. Let me close that. This helped keep the church on course through proper judgment. We've got to have proper wisdom. We've got to have proper understanding. We've got to have proper judgment. That judgment anointing, Jesus wore that judgment anointing He wasn't judging people, but he was judging by the government of heaven, the government of God, by the government of grace, how to keep the church in the position she needs to be. The leader needs to be the leader, leaders, and the followers need to be the followers. And God, the church have only one leader in that church, and that leader drop it down to the other one who support everybody else. Supposed to be assisting that man or that woman of God who put over that church. So let's rejoice and be glad about it, that our eyes are open, our ears are open, and that we can walk through with a sure anointing that all is well and that God is blessing us. And we'll keep doing the same thing. LTMA, I want you to be trained. I want even my members who are on this line, it should make my ministry more stronger by them sitting in there, knowing this, knowing what apostle doing, why he changing this, why he teaching on the fear of the Lord so much. I'll do an impartation tonight, a special impartation about the fear of the Lord. So be tuned in. God bless you. And get ready for the roll call they're about to hand it down. Amen. God bless.